All right. Well, I want to say that reflecting upon the offertory song, how important that thought is, let me tell you about my Jesus. I don't know if you picked up, but there seems to have been a theme throughout the service of let me tell you about my Jesus. Now, this wasn't coordinated, but you're going to hear Romans chapter 1, verses 16 for the second time. I'll add a verse 17 to it. But join me as we look once again at Romans chapter 1, verse 16, and then we're going to pick up with verse 17 as well. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it goes on to remind us, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Verse 17 goes on to say, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." This morning I want to touch on three things that I believe that we can learn from those two simple but profound verses in this passage. And I believe that what it emphasizes is that there is a priority of proclaiming the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And you could say, let me tell you about my Jesus as well as a follower of Jesus Christ. We begin with the understanding that as we look at this passage, we reflect, we observe the teaching of this wonderful passage, that we can proclaim the gospel proudly. Now, that might sound strange, right? I mean, pride, after all, is a very bad sin. It caused Satan himself, when it was Lucifer, to fall down from heaven. We think of pride being a bad thing, but this is the one thing that we can proclaim proudly, if you will, because it's not about us. It's all about Him, right? And it's all about His message. So we don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be embarrassed. Now, there's a lot of things in our life which we can be ashamed of and embarrassed. For example, past failures might be embarrassing to talk about. We might be ashamed of past failures. Maybe there's present faults, and we all have faults, right? And so maybe we're ashamed or we're embarrassed of the faults that we have. Maybe we're ashamed and embarrassed of things that are out of our control. We can't affect them, but it impacts us, and maybe it impacts our reputation, and we're ashamed of those type of things. So there's certainly things that we can be ashamed of. There's certainly things that we can be embarrassed of. But one thing that we should never be ashamed of is our faith in Jesus Christ. That is something that we can boldly proclaim. That is something that we can be confident in. That's something that we can proudly proclaim. And so we can take great pride once again in the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is His message. As Galatians 6 verse 14 reminds us of, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Apostle Paul saying, I'm not going to boast about myself. I cannot brag on myself, if you will. But let me boast and brag on the name of Jesus. For His name must be elevated. His name should be worshipped. His name is a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall what? Bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And because He went to the cross and He died for our sins, because He was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scripture, that people can receive salvation. And so we can proclaim once again this gospel proudly, if you will. It indeed is good news. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, another book of the Bible that the Apostle Paul authors goes on to say this. He was so proud to proclaim this message. He knew that it was a priority of our faith. He goes on to say this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 through 4. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And so we're reminded that Jesus was willing to go to that cross to shed His blood for our sins. And He was buried, but He didn't stay there. 3 days later, He rose from the grave. And this coming Sunday, as Christians, we celebrate that truth, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this is a message that we observe that can be proclaimed proudly. We also see that it is a message that can be proclaimed powerfully. See, in this passage, we're once again able to see that it has power. You know, this word power has great significant meaning in the context of this passage. In its original language, it comes from the word dunamis, which can be transliterated dynamis. And what does that sound like? It sounds like the English word which we derive, dynamite. And what we know is dynamite is got explosive power. We know that literally mountains have been moved with dynamite. Can't help but think of the fact that the Bible says that we, if we have faith of the mustard seed, what? The mountain can be moved. And so it is that our faith is great because our faith is in Jesus Christ. And this gospel message is great and it is powerful because it can save the soul. It can transform a person. It can give them a new hope and a future to everyone who believes. You see, the Lord is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care what ethnic background that you come from. He doesn't care about your financial status. He doesn't care if you're a male or a female, if you're an adult or a child, whatever your background is. That the foot of the cross is level. He invites everybody to receive Christ as one's personal Savior, to be saved and gloriously transformed. And this is the promise that God has for us. And John 1 verse 12 reminds us, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in His name." Now, as Americans, we like to talk about rights and privileges, and we value those things as American citizens. But I'm reminded that we have the right, watch this, to become citizens of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom that will not pass away. We have the right to serve the Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He gives us the right to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and therefore become a child of the Most High God. Isn't that good news? That's good news for you. That's good news for me, to become a child of the Most High God. We have that privilege. We have that blessing to become a child of the Most High God by placing the faith in Jesus Christ, as we receive the gospel message to heart, as we believe it within our heart. You see, the gospel of Christ we can proclaim proudly, if you will. The gospel of Christ we can proclaim powerfully, if you will. The gospel of Christ also can be proclaimed personally as well. You see, when Jesus went to the cross, He died for the sins of the world. But He also, as a song goes on to say, had you on His mind. And so while He died for the world, He died for you individually. He died for you personally. And as an individual, receive Him by faith. And so while He is a big God, He is a great God, He is an awesome God, and we sing about these things, don't we? But He also is a personal God. The very God who put all the stars in the heaven, the very God that put all the sand on the seashores, the very God who created all things is very vast is very great, is very awesome, but is also very personal. He knows the hairs on our head. He is a personal God who loves you and me more than any other individual could. And so we can then, therefore, personally speak of the goodness of God. And we can proclaim that message to others. We can share with others that they can have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And earlier in the service, that's exactly what you heard, didn't you? You heard personal testimonies by way of the video presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ being proclaimed. You heard a personal testimony of how that folks have come to Christ literally in Walmart. Yes, wherever we are, we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and hurting world. So yes, you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and the invitation that we'll offer in just a moment. In that altar call, we would invite you to receive Jesus Christ as one's personal Savior. But wherever you are, there is God. And we've had some neat testimonies over the years of some individuals that have placed their faith in Jesus Christ at unique locations. One mom after Awanas, after we presented the gospel that evening, couldn't even get home before she said to her mom, "Pull us over." And so they pulled over in a parking lot, and that young lady received Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. Years ago, Star and I had the privilege of having an opportunity to talk to a lady that had come to a truck and treat event. And so anyway, Star, my wife, had made contact and connection with her. And the conversation literally about the gospel of Jesus Christ took place within the nursery. And so she heard and received the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ as a young mother. And that following Sunday, she walked that altar to receive Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. And some of you know the rest of the story. Thank goodness she did receive the good news of Jesus Christ. Because at 28, little did we know, 5 years later, she would pass away suddenly. But she would go into the presence of Almighty God. Why? Because she received the good news of Jesus Christ and received Him by faith. And her destination was forever changed in that moment when she received Jesus Christ as her personal Savior, because as many as received Him, to them He gives the right to become the children of God. Let me just share with you, this is a message worth proclaiming. And we do so by supporting missionaries. Yes, we do so by supporting the ministry efforts of this local body of believers. Yes, but I would simply say to you that you and I have responsibility to share our faith with others personally. And we have heard that you can do it from a bicycle. We have heard that you can do it wherever you're at in Walmart. We have heard that you can do it anywhere, in any place, in any time. The gospel is powerful and can be received. It transforms lives. It changes a person. It makes them a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There is new life that comes in when one receives Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Spiritual life. They were dead in their trespasses, but the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that message received changes, transforms lives. My dear friend, if you're here today, never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that message is for you. Won't you receive that message today? Won't you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And the Bible says, as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the children of God. And so it is that you can be passed from death to life, being dead in your trespasses, made alive in Christ. Well, how do you do that? Well, Jesus died for your sins, and He died for my sins. And He was buried, as we talked about. And he was buried for 3 days according to the scripture. But on the third day, up from the grave he arose. He arose victorious so that this offer of salvation could be made available to all. And if you will recognize that, if you'll receive that by faith, the Bible says you will be saved. For anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You're going to have that invitation. You're going to have that offer. You're going to have the altar call. You're going to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, as that dear lady did, your young mother so many years ago, came down that altar so many years ago. I'm so thankful that she did to receive Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. Maybe you're here today and you say, well, I would like to today, but I'm going to wait for another time. Let me tell you something. I'm old enough to have been at the bedside of those who are passing away. We don't know if we have another day. So I would simply say this, now is the acceptable day of salvation. If you're here today, you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, do not wait another day. Do not wait another hour. Do not wait another minute. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and have your destination gloriously changed. Have your life transformed for all eternity. Father Jesus Christ, there is a message for you as well. You might say, but I've been saved for many years. But are you and I, in a personal way, sharing our faith with others? Let me tell you something. Verse 17 references the fact that we go from faith to faith. We are transformed. One of the greatest things that can build your faith is to share your faith with others. There's nothing more exciting, spiritually speaking, than to share your faith with others and to receive that person, receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now, here's the thing. It is not up to you. It's not up to I whether they get saved. We just sow the seed. But every once in a while, you have the privilege and the blessing to be a personal eyewitness to someone coming to Christ, receiving salvation, and then gloriously being saved. Change. Let me ask you something. Do you want that opportunity? Do you want to share your faith with others? And I will simply say this. Make the proclamation of the gospel, sharing your own personal faith, a priority. Let us pray. Fathers, we prepare for this time of invitation. We know that the greatest invitation that you offer is for a person who is indeed a sinner to come to Christ and receive Christ by faith, having their sins forgiven and having the salvation that comes through Christ and Christ alone. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved according to Scripture. We're so thankful that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you went on to say, if they will accept Jesus Christ, they will have a relationship with the Father. We know that you have said in your word, behold what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. So if we placed our faith in Jesus Christ recently or a long time ago, whatever it may be, oh Lord, put a burning desire in our heart, in our life, to share our faith in a personal way with others, we do pray. And then, oh Lord, if there is one that's never received Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, oh Lord, now, O Father, may they receive the invitation that comes from Almighty God. And may they receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Be saved and have the eternal destination changed so that they'll live in heaven in the presence of God for all eternity. This we do pray. Bless this time of invitation. In Jesus' name. Amen.